relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Happy Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. We've got so many guests for you today. Amazing guests from the Trump cabinet. We have Robert Wilkie, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs, to talk Russia. We've got Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, from formerly of the Defense Intelligence Agency, senior Russia analyst Rebecca Koffler. We've got the Baron. Boris will be with us. And on China, Natalie Winters of the National Pulse. And you, of course. God bless every single one of you on this, the 1 year plus one anniversary of the disastrous Biden regime. We have so much to discuss, as it looks imminent that Russia will invade the Ukraine again. This is what Nancy Pelosi had to say about the Democrats. Cut one.
I say to my members on a regular basis, when we gather in caucus, and as you know, sometimes it's hybrid these days, but anytime we have gathered in caucus, when we're actually virtually or hybrid, I've said to them, under this roof, figuratively or actually, is the greatest.
Get on with it, Nancy. Stop. Just get on with it.
Integrity and imagination for doing the right thing for the American people. I had great confidence in the contiguity of my members.
The what? The contiguity? Is she drunk at the podium again? Look, here's the question. Has she ever been sober? Since I moved to America 13 years ago, has this woman ever been sober at the hybrid roof? Yes, and contiguity. Contiguity! Get back to the bar, seriously. Oh, in case you missed before, she just invented a new nonsense word. She said that the Democrats represent integrity, intellect, and imagination. She's drunk and she's a comedian. Quite hilarious, really. But it gets even better, because this is what she has to say about the senile old man in the White House. Cut to.
Today we mark a proud anniversary. 1 year ago today, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were sworn in as President and Vice President of the United States. Since that historic day, we have seen one of the most impactful first years of a presidency in modern times. In modern times, getting shots in the arms of millions of people, putting money in pockets, delivering the best year of job creation on record. working together, President Biden and the Democratic Congress, working with all of you, built a strong foundation for much of this progress with our American Rescue Plan.
One of the most impactful administrations of the modern time. Let's look at how impactful it is. If you're the parents of that young girl murdered in Los Angeles this week, because who needs law enforcement? Yeah, impactful. If you're one of the 70,000 relatives of the 70,000 who died of drug overdoses this year, significantly more than died in the whole of the Vietnam War. Yes, this has been impactful. If you're one of the, 30% of small businesses that didn't open again after the COVID lockdowns because there was nothing for them to reopen because those businesses are dead. Yeah, it was impactful. If you are one of the 2 million illegal immigrants who crossed this border because Biden said, come to America, 40, 50, 60% of whom, if they're women or girls, were raped or sexually abused by the coyote human traffickers. Sure, that was impactful. If you are, one of the 17,000 people working on the extension of the XL Keystone Pipeline who lost their job on day one of the Biden administration as that feckless senile old man was given a piece of paper to sign that killed one of the most important things for energy independence for our nation and Canada, which, by the way, Canada lost 37,000 jobs as a result of Joe Biden. Yes, it was one of the most impactful administrations of the modern age. If you're one of the people who finds it tough to pay 50 or 60% more to just put gasoline in your car, in your truck, sure, it's impactful. And if you're the wife, the husband, the mother, the father, the child of one of the 13 American servicemen and women needlessly murdered in Kabul because of Joe Biden and disgraceful insults to the uniform like Mark Milley. Yes, sirree, this has been one of the most impactful administrations of the modern age, with lots of contegrity, Nancy. Oodles and oodles of contegrity. If you're an American who believes in America, who believes that our nation, our republic, with its Constitution, the likes of which exists nowhere else in the world, that is the envy of the downtrodden and the oppressed from Eastern Europe to Asia. This has not been one of the most impactful administrations in the modern age in any positive sense of the word. If you believe in bodily autonomy, if you believe that you shouldn't be forced to have experimental treatments injected into your body, this isn't one of the most impactful, positive administrations of the modern age. If you believe that our form of government, our freedoms that Americans have died for, again and again and again, have bled for, have lost limbs for, should be sacrosanct because they emanate from one source and one source alone. And it's not government, and it's not the bottom of a bottle like it is for you, Nancy, but that they come from God. No, this has not been one of the most positively impactful, contegrity-full administrations of the modern age. If you believe
that government should get out of the way and allow Americans to live their lives, to be free, to pursue happiness as they see fit. This is not one of the most positively impactful administrations of the modern age, full of contiguity, Nancy Pelosi. And if you don't think that members of Congress should be making tens or hundreds of millions of dollars because of insider information they glean on the stock market because of the positions they hold and the information they have access to, like you, Nancy Pelosi, this most definitely isn't one of the most impactful, positively full of integrity administrations of the modern age. But don't worry. There's enough of us, and there are enough waking up, who will take back this nation, one school board and one midterm election district at a time. We will stop you. I am Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Our country is in a terrible way. Our country is in a position I don't think we've ever been in. Nobody is respecting our country anymore. It's like day and night from what we had. We were respected. I don't want to say we were feared, but we can say it. But we were respected at a minimum. And I'll tell you what, they knew that we weren't playing games, and none of these things would have happened. You wouldn't have had inflation. You wouldn't have had Ukraine problems with Russia. It was all working out. Everything was fine. I got along well with them, and they understood me. I understood them. You're going to have big problems with Taiwan. You're going to have problems with many things. This is all self-inflicted stuff.
That was my former boss, the 45th president of the United States, speaking on Fox News on the sad anniversary of the inauguration of Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief. We're going to talk about the last year. We're going to talk about geopolitics with our first in-studio guest. But first, guys, if you haven't done so already, you know you want to do it. You know you're itching. You want to get out there. Enough of the lockdowns. Get out and travel. Join me and Dinesh D'Souza for the trip of a lifetime. It is the Stand With Israel tour this November, 10 days in the Holy Land, to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth, the places you've read about in the Bible, like the Sea of Galilee, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount. Join us. You won't regret it. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your tickets today, 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Hopefully, I've got her correct Twitter page in front of me. Last time she was on the show, I think I found seven. Yes, I had to screenshot them and send them to her. Seven fake accounts. I didn't have seven fake accounts. I think I've got the right one. 250,000 followers. Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff. Welcome back to America First.
Well, I'm glad you got the right Jesse in here. That's good.
It's Friday, so you can have fun. But I wanted to have the right Jesse in the studio. You can follow her right now, Jesse Jane Duff. If it's got 230,000 followers, you've got the right one. Not only a gunnery sergeant, she is the former co-chair for Veterans for Trump and a colleague of mine on Newsmax. Great to have you back, Gunny.
I'm so excited to be back. I love being in studio with you. So whenever I come into town, I'm pinging your team and I'm like, I'm here.
We are delighted. The energy's always better when you're physically in studio, especially in this age of Zoom and Skype. Enough of that, just because of the China virus. We got to talk military, got to talk about the minor incursion invitation that Biden gave to Russia and to Putin. But first, let's just talk about the big picture. I did a kind of spontaneous monologue to open this show about the last 12 months of the Biden regime. Give us your take. Let's get your balance sheet of the year of, what was that movie, The Year of Living Dangerously? This is The Year of Living with Senility.
Highest inflation rate in 40 years. Yeah. That kind of sums up everything.
It's a good start. Good start.
For highest inflation rate in 40 years. You had to work hard to get here. You had to really work hard.
And to do that in less than a year.
In less than a year.
Stunning.
You managed to make us have the highest inflation rate in 40 years. And last night on Newsmax, we were talking with Monica Crowley.
Oh, we love Monica.
Absolutely. And she was talking about how difficult it is to reverse that once that starts. It can take a very long time to strategically get things in place so that your economy can sustain itself. So let's go across this. Joe Biden brags about increasing wages by 4%, but inflation's at 7%. So essentially, this has become a tax on the middle class. Class and the poor.
Yeah.
That is the taxes that he doesn't want to talk about because your cost of living has increased. So that sums up your lack of energy independence, which is going to go into our next topic of Russia. He has now enabled the United States to have to be dependent upon foreign oil, which we were energy independent. And we all see this at the gas pump.
Not only that, as you know, as somebody worked in the administration, I want this to be clear. I want the fact checking to be actual fact checking. We weren't just energy independent, which by itself is stunning.
Yes.
It was the first time since 1776 that America was a net exporter of energy to other countries. That's how much the surfeit of energy was that we had. Carry on.
So, and then collectively watching his press conference on his 1 year anniversary, I think he was just proud of himself, and the White House was toting the 2 hours. Okay, if we have a president that has to get congratulated for standing for 2 hours, we've got a bigger problem.
Yeah.
The softball questions for the first hour, his comms team must have lost their mind when he started calling on the people in the cheap seats.
And not only that, he also, despite the softballs, loses it when somebody asks a question that, well, let's play the cut. Cut nine. When are you waiting on Putin to make the first move? He laughs and says, what a stupid question. Why is that a stupid question, Jesse?
I think for Joe Biden, everything's stupid because he doesn't have a comprehension of how to answer it. So he deflects with
he
that.
Laughs,
like, yes, he
deflects.
Laughs just like Kamala, and he pushes it back upon them for not understanding the world as well as he does. If that was patronizing, reporters have a responsibility to ask basic, coherent questions so that the American public can learn what's going on. It's not their job to ask things for their own personal edification. It's so that we understand what his philosophies are, what his policies are, what his national security efforts are going to be. And when he suggests, well, Putin's going to go into Ukraine because I think he sort of has to now. He kind of can't not do it. You've just endorsed it. You did not send out a clear message that this is not tolerated in the NATO alliances that we are building today. This is not what we do in our European theater. It's bad enough you got into Crimea, you got your ports, you got what you want out of this area, and the constant back and forth with Ukraine, at what point is this going to stop? Now, the Ukraine is a very corrupt country in itself, so we get our own war dogs that want to send us back in, the Liz Cheney type.
Right.
And I'm very disgusted in some of these Republicans that I will leave nameless because they're on the right side on so many other issues. But when it comes to this, I am sick and tired of seeing the American military stretched so thin on issues that have been going on for decades and centuries. President Biden needs to put down, he should never have approved that, the Nord Stream 2, because right there he enabled Russia to have dominance in energy in Europe. Right there he green-lighted for them to do whatever they want. They are now dependent upon Russian oil to survive in Europe, and now anything goes. Game on.
I hate it when she's so low energy, especially on a Friday.
And this is not with a Red Bull. I just want...
This is, this is natural.
No, this
is natural.
Is, I love
no
natural.
We've still got, guys, a little inside bait. We've still got two cans, the massive cans, the big fat cans of Red Bull in the fridge. Why? Because that's what a certain
individual called Bannon Drinks, and he was meant to come in studio, and he came by Skype last time. So, Steve, the Red Bull is waiting because Jesse Jane Duff doesn't need it today.
I don't need it.
She'll be with us here in studio for another segment. Don't go anywhere. Follow her, Jesse Jane Duff, on Twitter. Jesse's J-E-S-S-I-E. And then we will be joined by senior former DIA Russia analyst who's going to tell us, well, she wrote the book with the same title, what Putin's playbook is and what we should expect. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, stay on this channel.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
From my house, heating oil doubled from last year. Went from $400 and some to almost $1,000.
Wow.
And that's probably going to be once a month until March or April. I'm a vet. And what happened in Afghanistan bothers me to no end. And I just think the whole economy is a mess. And I have to blame that on Joe.
That is a voter from Pennsylvania, a vet, talking on, wait for it, wait, hold on to your chair, MSNBC. That must have been a live remote, because otherwise they would not have shown that. We are talking to Jesse Jane Duff, also a veteran gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps, and more importantly for our purposes today, co-chair of the Veterans for Trump campaign last year. You, in that facility, you've been traveling the nation. You're one of the hardest working, you know, America First champions. What do you think is going to happen in the next few months? Because a lot of, look, we love politics. We eat, drink, and sleep it. But most Americans, they just want to make the car payment at the end of the month. I don't think most Americans say, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. They just want to live their lives. Do you think, given the last 12 months, do you think Americans like that gentleman are waking up?
Yes. So we all have friends that say, I'm not political. And
yes,
I say so, but don't you want your, do you want full shelves? Do you want lower gas prices? Do you want illegals coming over the border at the rate of 2 million this past year? Do you want vaccine mandates? And based upon their answers, I always turn around and say, you are political.
Bingo.
And if you are not getting engaged, you're enabling everything to continue. And I've said this ever since November 4th, when everything started crumbling in front of our eyes as to what happened. Right or wrong, we won't go into the election debacle
we can.
Itself. But I would say that Americans have to recognize not one person can fix this. You have to go with your school boards. I've been saying this for years. What happened? Because of COVID, Americans now are aware of who their school board is. They now are aware of different states' governors. You couldn't have named who the governor of Virginia was before. You couldn't have known who Governor Ducey of Arizona was before. Now people are paying attention because it's hitting those wallets that you're talking about. It's hitting their life. And they don't believe what they're saying. And even the left-wing media is starting to have to identify with this because their ratings are plummeting.
Yeah, it's fascinating what you're saying. If you know one of these people that Jesse's talking about that's waking up, here's an idea for you. Why don't you help them identify with what you believe in? Right now, especially when it comes to our veterans, let's remind the world who we are in this midterm election year. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. It's all the America First gear made in America. It's the Let's Go Brandon gear. But perhaps most important of all, thanks to Phil from Philly, we have our Americans Abandoned in Afghanistan flag. We will never forget. It's a t-shirt. It's a flag. It is a reminder that we will not let this regime get away with just abandoning Americans. And it also has 13 stars on it for the 13 warfighters, Marines included, who were murdered just completely for no cause with that surrender of Kabul. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Let's send a message far and wide. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. In the last 90 seconds we have with you, you can use both barrels. Are you satisfied with what the GOP is doing since last November. Do you think they're ready for the midterms, Jesse Jane Duff?
So I'm not somebody who's going to sit here and bash the GOP because we don't have the majority in Congress. And I think a lot of Republicans fail to remember that. They consistently are like, what are they doing? What are they doing?
I'm not talking about that. Yeah. I'm talking about prepping stop an election.
Oh, absolutely. Because what you see that happened in Virginia, they were very strategic and they recognized they tapped into something that impacted everybody, children, their schools. And when you tap into that, you're starting at the grassroots as they should have. But I want to recognize the biggest and most offensive thing that I got out of his speech 2 days ago. I make no apologies for what I did in reference to Afghanistan. For him to say that, knowing that 13 died that day in an instant and kissed the face of God without any opportunity to live that day. They were set up to be killed, let alone the 20-some-odd who've lost their limbs and probably will have traumatic brain injury. How on earth can you say make no apologies? Because that in itself is disgusting, and he made it a cost issue versus the life issue. And I thought, I understand the cost, but you didn't have to have them killed to save us money.
Yeah, and he went on to add fuel to the fire by saying, nobody told me, I heard of no plan that we could do that without those casualties. So what you're saying is those people had to die anyway. I know one person who would have made sure they wouldn't have died, and his name is Donald Trump. God bless you, Jesse Jane Duff. Follow her, show her some love on Twitter at Jesse Jane Duff. She's also an ambassador with the America First Policy Institute, and you can catch her on Newsmax. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you the healthiest you can be? Is there somebody in your life, your loved one, your daughter, your son, your parents who are concerned you could be a little bit healthier? We all need to exercise. We all need to eat healthily. Sometimes we can't. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard has created Balance of Nature, which is literally, I call it health in your hand. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that provide me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Things that you know you should be eating. Things that your mother said you should eat. But really, do we do it every day? Do we have that spinach, that kale? I don't know about you, but I don't. Therefore, I make up for it. Order today, and Dr. Howard will give you 35% off and free shipping. Make a difference. Take your health seriously. Call today, 800-246-8751. Be the healthiest you can be. That's 800-246-8751. Or just go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code Gorka. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
America First. Magnificent.
Rest in peace, Michael Lee Adey, otherwise known as Meatloaf. Lost last night. May his family be given strength. You are listening to America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Car Firearms stands with us here at America First. They support your civil rights, the most important of all being the Second Amendment. An amazing U.S.-based company making firearms. I carry a 9mm car. Check out their amazing line of weapons, including the legendary Desert Eagle and the Auto Ordnance line of 1911s and Thompson semi-automatic guns. Go to KAHR.com. And if you haven't done so, we have one special version of the America First 1911 available. All proceeds are being donated to the Flags of Honor campaign. So the bid right now is $2,900 for this custom 1911 with me, President Trump, on it, engraved with the stars and stripes. Make your bids today by writing the amount to GorkaLocals@gmail.com. One of the handful left of the custom 1911s from Auto Ordnance. It's America First. It's me. It's the President. GORKALocals@gmail.com. That's GORKALocals@gmail.com. It's Friday, which means it's national security. I have a challenge coin collection, which now has 2 editions that I am very honored to receive. They will have pride of place. We have, of course, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Lovely eggshell blue. Look at that lovely colour. Rather large one because he was a cabinet member. And from previously his service in the Department of Defence, we have both of those coins from one individual who served in both of those positions. And he's with us in studio, Senior Distinguished Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Secretary Robert Wilkie. Welcome back to America First.
Glad to have you.
So, we, as usual, we could talk for hours. Let's just have your reaction to what the incumbent said about Russia and Ukraine. Play cut.
And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do it.
The president of the Ukraine has been making public statements. He says there is no such thing as a minor incursion. Is he overreacting? How much of a blunder could this be?
Well, it is on par for this president. It's on par for 50 years of being wrong about every major national security issue facing us. And I thought about just how wrong it was this morning when this administration refuses to supply the Ukrainians with weapons that can make Colonel Putin's decision a little more difficult. And now they've bullied Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania into sending missiles to Ukraine. So now these three...
The Lilliputian NATO members should be doing the job of protecting Ukraine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what this has come to. But there's a bigger picture here. Moscow's not the only one watching this.
Yeah.
Certainly Beijing is. And they certainly see more weakness coming from the West.
And the announcement that prior to the Beijing Olympics, there will now be a two-way summit between Putin and Xi Jinping, that's not an accident.
That's not an accident. Russia's the junior partner here, but anything Putin can do to upset the balance in Washington and the West... he's on the front foot. You and I have discussed, I mean, we have a huge problem in Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bundeswehr has been reduced, I hate to say it, to an olive drab Meals on Wheels program.
Yeah.
And there's a pacifist, a staunch pacifist in the chancellor's office. And the notion that they're going to turn around when Putin goes hot and cut off fuel to Germany during the middle of a European winter is nonsensical.
Just in case you're overreacting to Secretary Wilkie, say, what do you mean a pacifist? So when I was in the Defense Department, this is unclassified, I will share with you let's talk about when I went to Afghanistan. So I visited Afghanistan in 08, and I visited five or six different provinces. And when you are told by members of the NATO alliance that at official meetings of the alliance, you are not allowed, because of Germany, to use the phrase counterinsurgency for what is happening in Afghanistan. You are only allowed to talk about nation building or peacekeeping. Then you realize that this is not the alliance that we had during the Cold War, correct?
That's exactly right. And I'll go back to an episode in my past. I was at the Commonwealth Club in London and giving a talk, and two Tory members of the European Parliament objected to my thesis and said that the European Council, the EU, and the EU had done so much for peace and preserving peace in Europe. And I said, well, no. The reason that there's been peace in Europe for the last 70 years is because 500,000 Americans have been in the middle of the continent preventing you all from slaughtering each other the way you have for over 1,000
centuries.
Years.
Right.
But that's the kind of affliction that has taken hold in all of Europe.
So let's talk about the possibilities. The green light has been given.
The White House has been desperately trying to walk back the comments in the last 24 hours to no avail. The conclusions have been drawn in the Kremlin by the former KGB colonel. If action is taken, I doubt it'll be a small false flag, because now he is emboldened. It will be probably like the events in Crimea. What do you expect from Europe? Because even you spent time in the UK. You grew up there. I served in the British reserves. You look at the capacity, the expeditionary capacity, it's almost nugatory. So yeah, what can Europe do?
So just put that in perspective. The Royal Navy, the shield of empire for 500 years, is now its smallest since the reign of Charles II, 1655-58. There is no capability, and there is no desire, except on the part of our friends in Eastern Europe.
No, right, because they know.
You know, if Biden were to do a sea change, the first thing he should do is do exactly what Nixon did and send a message to the Soviets in 1973 when the Egyptians came across that canal. The C5 started to flow immediately. There was nothing that Golda Meir needed that she couldn't get.
Yeah.
And the Soviets knew that this was serious on the part of the President of the United States. I don't expect that from this president. We have the ability to make it really prohibitive for Putin to move into Ukraine by supplying a now much larger Ukrainian army.
Yes.
One that has been fighting now for a long time.
Let's be clear here, and as both former Trump appointees, we are not talking about nation building or U.S. No. invasion of European nations. We're talking about what we did in the Trump administration, which is instead of shipping blankets, this is not a guy. If you do not believe me, please look it up. The Obama administration, when Crimea was taken by Putin, shipped blankets to Kiev. First thing we did when we arrived is shipped anti-tank missiles, one of the few low-cost things they can do to make Putin think twice. Do not expect that from the Biden administration. We're talking to Secretary Robert Wilkie of the Heritage Foundation. Join today, heritage.org. This is America First. Stay with us. Lockdowns? Do you want to get out and see the world? If that's the case, I've got a plan for you. Dinesh D'Souza and myself are traveling to the Holy Land this November for the Stand With Israel tour. 10 days in the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. If you've been before, it doesn't matter. You haven't been with me and Dinesh if you've never been. This is your opportunity. Book your tickets today. Call 855-565-5519 for the trip of a lifetime. 855-565-5519. And as you've seen, Chief Health Officer in Israel said just this week, sorry guys, we got it wrong. This full vaccination for everybody, nope, wrong idea. And the vaccine passports, we're going to nix it. Oh, by the way, the UK, did you see that? Bojo finally did something good. No more masks, no more lockdowns. Finally, that Churchillian spirit has been dug up again. That's 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com. We are back with a man who has served this nation in uniform in more than one service, rising to understand Secretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, and then a member of the Trump administration in the cabinet, the first person to really shake up veteran affairs. Robert Wilkie, it is a pleasure to have you back in studio. You quoted somebody anonymously when you came on this show. Then you talked about him in the break. A consummate Beltway insider, an individual who not only served in the DOD but was director of the CIA. Bob Gates is the man who said, as an Obama appointee, that Biden has been wrong on every issue for four decades.
Absolutely.
And he's not breaking that trend.
He's not. And Secretary Gates would probably add another decade.
Yes.
To that now. But look at the track record. Wrong about Reagan. Wrong about the Reagan buildup, wrong about the Contras, And it just goes on and on and
wrong
on.
Wrong about Clarence Thomas.
That's
his biggest sin. Biggest sin.
And even opposed John Layman. I mean, that's how. But if you need a bellwether event in Joe Biden's life, the one good thing that the Obama people did was keep in place the order to kill bin Laden.
Mm.
And when they finally found him, Biden was against it.
Yes. And not only that, can I just color this in? Not only was the then vice president against killing the man responsible for 9/11, think of this in the annals of leadership from the Peloponnesian Wars to World War II. What did the then commander-in-chief do? If you don't believe me, read Gates's memoir. Obama took a vote from his cabinet. Do you think Donald Trump would have had to have taken a vote on whether or not we kill bin Laden, Robert?
Or Winston Churchill.
Or Winston Churchill, or De Gaulle.
Especially De Gaulle. De Gaulle, by the way, I've got to give you one.
De Gaulle would have pulled the trigger.
Right, I've got to give you one De Gaulle quote. Yes. He was at a press conference, and someone asked him what he was going to do, and he said, always talked of himself in the third person. He said, De Gaulle is not of the right, nor of the left, nor of the center. De Gaulle is above.
L'état, c'est moi.
That's right. We talked about Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
Yes.
Three small countries, two of them Germanic countries, that were swallowed by Stalin in 1940 while Hitler's attention was in France. And, you know, suffered under both the Nazis and the Soviets. I was in Riga a couple of years after they were liberated. The prime minister, the president, was a woman named Vika Freiberger, the Iron Lady of the Baltic. She looked like Margaret Thatcher. And we were walking into her residence, and a reporter yelled at her, "Well, do you trust the United States?" And she looked at the reporter. She said, "If we had not followed the United States, if we have not followed Ronald Reagan as a civilization, the Soviet Union would be intact, and I would be in a prison."
I have to find that. Eric, let's find that. Let's just remind everybody what real leadership looks like. It is not an exaggeration. Read John O'Sullivan's book, A Prime Minister, A President, and a Pope. Three individuals, Ronald Reagan, my, as a former Brit, Margaret Thatcher, and blessed Saint John Paul II. Those three individuals together did more than anybody else to save us from the threat of communism, just as Winston Churchill was the greatest statesman to save us from fascism. We have been talking with Robert Wilkie, visiting fellow, distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former Secretary for Veterans Affairs, and now I have his challenge coins. Join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org. That's heritage.org. We are coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3 years later. That should be your story. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It will be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except the pain? Call today, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or just go to the webpage today. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You deserve to find relief. Relieffactor.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.